We're going to move on, and we'll be returning, no doubt, to some of this tomorrow evening. We're going to have a look, I think, in more detail at some of the legal nitty gritty on some of the proposed measures that might be taken. But I want to move to the Drugs Committee, Elaine, and where did it come from, and what's it designed to consider?
Yes, well, this is on the back of the Citizens Assembly, which made some recommendations around how we deal with the issue of drugs in our society. And the Citizens Assembly recommended that we go towards a more public health focused approach. So if someone is, for instance, found in possession of an illegal substance that is deemed of an amount that is for personal use, so that wouldn't amount to a criminal offence, and instead they would be encouraged to go down a more health-led approach to get to go to HSE services, health services, addiction services, and that would be the route instead of the criminal justice route. Now, during those discussions of the Citizens' Assembly, a number of legal experts, the Gardaí, and even indeed some health experts had reservations around this. So it's not clear cut. The problem is now we are on a clock ticking down to the general elections, and this committee will have 7 months to come up with suggestions to explore the subject itself and produce a report. Whether it gets those 7 months or not before a general election, I think members of that committee will be pretty jittery at this stage around whether they will get to finish off that work.
All right. So day one today, Paul McAuliffe, closed session, maximum of around 70 or off the sitting days left until the next general election, as Elaine said.
If we get that far.
If indeed that it does go that far. So what's the plan in terms of a work programme that would fit that?
Well, look, I'm very conscious that today's meeting was our first meeting. I'm very conscious that it was a private meeting. I would say, like, looking at the members of the committee, they are all people who have been very active in this space. People who really want to see a change. People who accept that the current kind of war on drugs as scenario isn't working and it's not serving their communities.
Do you think that's widely accepted outside of the committee?
Well, I actually think that this will be the challenge for us as a group of people who are very invested in this space, is that we have to bring all of our parties with us. I think we start by trying to find a common position within the committee and to issue a report. I would be of the view that we should be issuing an interim report. I think there's a lot of people on the committee that would support that. And that would allow us to issue an interim report in advance on specific measures.
An interim report that might be a final report.
I suppose it would be on the basis that we would get those issues dealt with, and then and this is a much bigger and more complex issue around service delivery, lots of different issues impact it. It's not just the issue of decriminalisation or a health-led approach, but I think there's an appetite to deal with that issue and to deal with the international comparators that are there. So I think if we're able to do that, if we're able to bring a consensus, then that gives all of us as individual members of the committee the ability to go back as we head into a general election period where manifestos are being drafted, that actually if we can have a common ground, a little bit like Sláinte Care, that gives those people maybe in other parts of our party, in other parties, maybe a common ground that we all of the parties, regardless of who's in government, might come towards.
When do you think that interim report would have to be?
Well, it doesn't like silence from
us. Mr. Horrigan, I suppose, you will have, the committee may well bring out a consensus report, but there's a temptation that election public representatives or election candidates who might style themselves as the common sense approach might make hay on this idea of here we have.
I've already had enough
establishment
political
consensus. But you know what I mean by people who favour the just say no approach, and what was ever wrong with it in the first place. The problem is not enough Gardaí going down hard enough on people.
Well, look, here's the thing. I believe in evidence-based policy making, and the data doesn't support that framing of a common sense approach, because we have some of the highest rates of drug deaths in Europe. We know that communities like the ones I represent in Dublin 1 are absolutely decimated and by gang violence related to drugs and addiction, and the shortfall in services, and how it kind of doubles down on the impacts of deprivation in those kind of communities. So the model we have right now has failed. with the best will in the world, the Gardaí haven't managed to change that over the many decades that they've tried. It's time to try something new. I think what's really important in this process is I'm a huge advocate for citizens' assemblies, because I think that they're a very good balance in our democracy, you know, to get loads of voices in a room. And you can see that they're very good at parsing like quite complex information. So I don't think there's a need to relitigate their recommendations.
That's the starting point, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think you take their recommendations and you say, okay, as legislators, because that's our job, how do we legislate or how do we enact what they wanted? And that's how you kind of stay true to that mandate.
Okay. Thomas Gould, in communities that are blighted by drugs, you know, there is frequently great support for zero tolerance, whether that's, you know, parents getting together, as we saw in the 1980s and the like. And the idea that drugs would be any easier to come by, or that there would be any easier an approach on drugs, is a serious source of concern to parents who have seen the worst effects of addiction in their community.
Yeah, I've seen that. I know it from my own, for myself, what I've seen communities go through, the scourge of drugs.
So how do you take how do you get people in the community who've seen that to take a leap of faith for a different approach that's pretty radically different to what we've seen to date?
You see, what we need to do now, and actually today's meeting was quite constructive, we've got 36 recommendations from the Citizens' Assembly. We need to bring forward a report. And I would support NASA and Paul in relation to the interim report to get that, hopefully over the summer, early September, at least if there is an election, that we have, that our work is not in vain, you know. Because, like, we know the system isn't working now. And what is the definition of madness is keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. Like, what we need to do now is the health-led approach. Like, I was in my office Monday at my clinic, a family came in, drug intimidation, all the windows put in, car damaged, right? So that's still happening on the ground. Will this change this? Well, what we can do, if we can work with families and we can work with communities, but this will only work if there's massive investment in it. Like in our, I'm the party spokesperson, our budget is 10 times what the government is. And can I say that 10 times doesn't give everything that we need?
How but do you it's mean, a start. Explain that, your budget.
Our budget in relation to drugs, mental health, recovery, is 10 times what the government's budget is at the moment. Now, this is a costed budget. We've sat down, we met with all the stakeholders, said what is needed. And what has happened in other countries where they've changed their approach, it's all about services. All right. You need services, you need education, you need funding first before you go changing the law. And I think that's where we need to lay it out on. Like, I want to be positive, we want to be constructive. I think there is a mood there at the moment for that.
I just want to get a sense from Elaine, you might give us your view on this as well. But to you first, Paul McAuliffe, what's the biggest barrier, would you say, within your own party to advancing a different approach to drugs, a health-led approach based on what the Citizens' Assembly
I don't think it would be unique to our party, but I think the differentiation between the idea of decriminalisation of the person rather than legalisation of the substance, I think that's still not a widely understood difference, you know. And there is that fear that you would say, often from people who have been through the tragedy of addiction in their own family, that they don't want to make the problem worse. They don't want to see more people taking drugs. So I think we have a job to do still, even though the Citizens' Assembly, you know, it came down to one vote, for example, on the legalisation of cannabis. And there was a very strong favour of a health-led approach. But I think we still have to bring people in our party, but also the wider public with us on this.
All right. Would you agree with that, Nessa Harrigan?
I think that's the key difference if you're to ask me.
That you could come up with an evidence-based policy approach. Okay, you're not going to get 100% buy-in in the Dáil, but you may in the parties. But communities that have been worst affected by drugs, maybe the last people to come on board, that something that looks like a liberalisation approach to drugs without an absolute guarantee that trauma and addiction counselling and all of those other wraparound services would be in place.
I think the concern around wraparound services and addiction services in general is absolutely valid. And certainly I hear it on the doors all the time if you're talking about drugs. you know, people do go to that kind of, we want it to be heavily policed. And you can kind of say to them, well, look, that actually hasn't worked very well for your community. And but it's not hugely meaningful for people. They don't like to see people dealing drugs on the corner of their street. And they want the Gardaí to come and arrest everybody. The reality is that we've kind of adopted that American
model. Is that not a reasonable request?
Well, this is what I'm saying. It is completely reasonable. And it's always harder to convince people that the answers here are less obvious. They're about working with communities. They're around giving people services. They're around going into communities with kids that are as young as 9 or 10 who are currently being employed as runners for drug gangs and working with them and things like diversion programs. There is also an issue around representation in the Dáil, though, because the vast majority of people in the Dáil are relatively middle class people who are more than likely representing their own relatively middle class communities. And they're not always getting their votes from the communities that are most affected and suffering the greatest harm from drugs and drug trade. And I think that there is an issue there of I certainly come across not a pushback, but to some extent, like a disinterest or maybe a not a full understanding of what this looks like on the ground for the mother who is dealing with drug intimidation or the child who's 10 or 11 and is being expected to run information for a gang.
All right. And I think as well, NASA picked up on it there when she mentioned that a health-based approach is less obvious. It's also less immediate than a Garda coming to the side of the street and picking someone up and putting them in the back of a squad or her in the back of a squad car. And it's interesting, I think the three panellists are broadly in line and of the same view on this issue, but where we might come into difficulties is other parties. And I know Fine Gael has put a significant emphasis on more Gardaí on the beat, talking of safer streets, and especially in relation to violence in our capital city. So you may have other members of the
committee.
Well, the
only thing I would say about
that
is, you know, like if we talk about cannabis, for example, that puts an incredible, for tiny amounts, incredible pressure on our judicial system and on the Gardaí. And other countries have liberalised their approach to that, taken all of that pressure off the Gardaí and the judicial system, and the sky has not fallen in.
Right. The elephant in the room on the issue of decriminalisation is that the drugs industry is still there. And I think that's a huge challenge that people who want to see change have, is that sometimes the industry has more of an impact than the substance itself.
Very briefly, because I just want to move on to the
It only works if there's investment, but the investment must go in now. There's no point going to communities and say, oh, we're going to change what we're doing if they don't see Gardaí industry, if they don't see detox bed, residential bed, if they don't see addiction counsellors, if they don't see extra education and support in community centres, schools. So the issue for us, we can bring all the recommendations we want. If the funding isn't front-loaded for these communities, there won't be a buy-in.
Okay.